It's good to have you along today as we go buzzing through another week. Not only are we moving quickly through the calendar, but we have set a swift pace through the eighth chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. In the second half of this chapter, Jesus uses his power to calm the storm, exorcise or cast out demons from a man, heal a bleeding woman, and raise a little girl from the dead. Jesus displays the power of God. And now we are ready to once again witness his power in the family of Jairus. You'll remember, if you've been with me, that we are reading Luke 8, verses 40 to 42. Jesus has returned to the shore, and he's met by a large group of people who are waiting for him. And up comes a man named Jairus. But just as his story gets going, the woman who was hemorrhaging blood for a period of 12 years interrupts us. Her interaction with Jesus takes place in verses 43 through 48. And we spent the last two broadcasts examining those verses. Today, let's return to the request of this official of the synagogue who is begging for his daughter's life. I'm going to read now from Luke 8, and I will read verses 40 to 42, and then make a few comments before proceeding in the text down to verse 49. If you have your Bible handy, look at this with me. If not, give ear to the word of God. And as Jesus returned, the people welcomed him, for they had all been waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, and he was an official of the synagogue. And he fell at Jesus' feet and began to implore him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. But as Jesus went, the crowds were pressing against him. First, let's ask, what does it mean that Jairus was an official of the synagogue? This was a position of prominence, and the job description was to decide who would do what in the order of worship. For example, lead the prayer and read the scriptures. Jairus would also call for and lead meetings, care for the property of the synagogue, and even supervise the teaching that went on there. So Jairus is an official or a ruler of the synagogue. This is a prestigious service, and that's worthwhile to know, because notice the posture of Jairus when he gets to Jesus. Verse 41, and he fell at Jesus' feet. You know, any one of us can have a position of prominence in our community. We can be well honored by the public, by the company, the nonprofit, school, or hospital we work for, and we can be honored by our families. But when someone we love is very sick, we suddenly, even shockingly, will absolutely fall down begging for help. That's why this man lies down prostrate at the feet of Jesus. He implores. This word means to beg someone earnestly to do something. He implores Jesus to come to his house because there lays his only 12-year-old daughter dying. And verse 42 tells us that Jesus responds positively to Jairus' request. The text says, but as he went, he here is Jesus. Jesus heads off towards the house. Then comes the interruption of the bleeding woman. So let's ask, how does Jairus feel as he watches Jesus take time with her and the crowd? I mean, he's made an urgent request. W.H. Griffith Thomas has a readable devotional commentary on Luke that's very insightful. I've used it in my preparation for this series. And here is how he outlines this section of scripture. He calls it the tested faith and remarks that this delay tested and strengthened Jairus' faith. It tested it in the sense that Jairus had to wait until the woman was healed first. But the Bible doesn't say Jairus was impatient. Instead, he demonstrated unselfishness. The woman needed Christ too. And the delay strengthened Jairus' faith in this sense. He saw firsthand the power of Christ. He heard Jesus say this to the woman, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." And Jairus must have wondered if his own faith would make his only daughter well. Furthermore, Jairus must have known from the woman's testimony that she had been bleeding for 12 years, and that must have mattered to him. My daughter is 12. I once heard a preacher say that delay does not equal denial. Delay does not equal denial, and that's true here. Just because Jesus is waylaid, that does not mean he will not eventually continue on to see this little girl. And this is what her dad must have hoped for with all of his faith in Jesus. So let's drop down to Luke chapter 8 and verse 49. While he was still speaking, let me interrupt to ask, while who is still speaking? Jesus. While Jesus was still speaking to the woman who he had healed, verse 49 continues, someone came from the house of the synagogue official saying, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." That is lack of faith. Whoever this servant was, he did not believe the teacher, that is Jesus, had the power to raise the girl from the dead. Jairus himself is silent, but the Lord heard the report of the servant, and Jesus directly addressed Jairus. Verse 50, "But when Jesus heard this, he answered him, 'Do not be afraid any longer, only believe, and she will be made well.'" Jesus is saying to Jairus, keep on believing in me, increase your faith in me, trust me, let your faith overcome your fear. She will be made well. Every time I read that sentence, I shudder. What must that have meant to Jairus? The master looks right at him and says, she will be made well. I mean, just imagine that. Put yourself in Jairus' sandals and hear Jesus say, she will be made well. Reassurance. This, coming from the one who had a woman just touch his garment, just a tap, and instantaneously she was completely healed. And this is what he says to you. And I believe Jesus said this compassionately and with a look of assurance in his eyes, and off they go to the house. Verse 51, when Jesus came to the house, Jesus did not allow anyone to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the girl's father and mother. That's an important detail. Think back with me to verses 45 to 48 of Luke 8, when Jesus drew the healed woman out of the crowd and exposed her healing in an act of great care and love for her. Here was a woman who was an outcast because of the hemorrhaging, but now everyone who knows her can envelop her in contact again because she is no longer unclean. Jesus demonstrated his love for her. Well, likewise, here Jesus demonstrates his love for Jairus' daughter by keeping his visit to her room quiet. When he heals her, the crowd will not see it. Jesus protects the young girl's privacy. He only takes in with him her mom and dad, that's Jairus, and the three leading disciples of Peter, John, and James. Everyone else was kept out. With the healed woman, everyone was brought in on it. With the healing of the little girl, the majority were kept out of it. But the motive for Jesus was the same: love, care, and concern for the woman and the girl. If you will read the Gospels carefully, you too will find a gentle Savior who is generous in compassion. Do you know that old hymn, "Does Jesus Care?" It goes like this: "Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long? Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares." I love that. And if you know Jesus, then you know he cares. And when Jesus says, she will be made well, and then Jesus takes only Jairus, his wife, and a few disciples into the girl's room, I believe Jairus knew, again, that Jesus really does care for him and his family. But certainly not everyone there had the faith that Jairus had, and they did not think that Jesus cared. Following along in the story chronologically, listen to verses 52 and 53. This is Luke chapter 8, verses 52 and 53. "Now they were all weeping and lamenting for her, but Jesus said, 'Stop weeping, for she has not died, but is asleep.' And they began laughing at him, knowing that she had died." And let's ask, who are these people? They start with weeping and lamenting and then turn to laughing at Jesus when he declares the girl to be only sleeping, not dead. I think these are two types of people. I'd say they include family, besides mom and dad and some neighbors. These were friends from the community grieving the death of this little one. But we also have here the professional mourners that were paid to show up and wail, cry loudly. They also appear back in Luke chapter 7 when Jesus heals the widow's son in a place called Nain. And when Jesus hears all this noisy mourning, he calls for it to end. Jesus said, stop weeping. And we must ask another question. What does Jesus mean by, she has not died, but is asleep? Let me quote theologian Leon Morris here. What is death to people is no more than sleep to Jesus. In the New Testament, believers are never said to die, but to sleep. He's right. I think we should see this in the Bible. When Stephen is killed for his faith, when he is martyred in Acts chapter 7, the same author Luke says, Stephen fell asleep. That means that he died. He was killed, but because of his faith in the Lord Jesus, he was not really dead, but rather his physical body was asleep while Stephen's soul lived on in the presence of Christ. That is what Jesus is getting at here in Luke 8. Despite the laughter, Jesus enters the girl's room, and inside there he exercises his power. That's right. Do not let this escape you. I'm teaching this text in order to show you from within the pages of the Bible that Jesus is power. So listen attentively to verse 54. Jesus, however, took her by the hand and called, saying, Child, arise. Said in the Aramaic language, this is the translation into the Greek and then English. It's like Jesus is simply calling for her to get up, as a mom would do for her children on a weekday morning when school is in session. Only Jesus doesn't want her to get ready for school, but rather to now live her life restored for him. And imagine what this girl will be able to tell her friends for the rest of her life when they ask about her background. Tell us about yourself. And she watches as the ones who ask her that question sit amazed with the story she tells. Verse 55. And her spirit returned, and she got up immediately, and Jesus gave orders for something to be given her to eat. Luke puts it all very matter-of-factly. Jesus, by his power, has raised a little, nameless girl from the dead. And then, in a very practical way, he commands that her need for food be met. Give her something to eat. I bet Jairus and his wife happily fed their little girl. And then the very beginning of verse 56, this is Luke 8, verse 56, her parents were amazed. The faith of Jairus has been rewarded. Wow, what a true story. And we will return here again tomorrow. So join me then as we continue to learn that God is power.